Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future for your employees with Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more.
Hundreds of social media friends. I really want you to listen to this. Hundreds of social media friends, he said, but no real friends in real life. That's according, that's what a consultant psychiatrist heard from one client. She's working in the HSE. It's the grim reality, she says, for an awful lot of people. This consultant psychiatrist, Dr. Emma Maguire, is warning us all as a society about the rise in the number of people presenting with mental health problems after COVID-19 and lockdown. And I really beg the question of you all listeners, what I wonder what we're walking ourselves into in terms of all of this. Dr. Emma Maguire, consultant psychiatrist with the HSE in Sligo, Leitrim. You're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you, Cormac. Good evening.
It's something we've discussed before on this programme, even last week, the consequences of loneliness that it's akin to, according to some research of going without food or smoking cigarettes, 15 cigarettes a day, I think it was. But can you recount that story of, what was it, one young boy who said he had 170 friends on Facebook?
Absolutely. So I suppose just to point out in the first instance, I'm not a CAMHS consultant. I'm not I'm a general adult psychiatrist. And I met this boy actually a few years ago when I was training. And he presented with anxiety. And when we were discussing, you know, his psychosocial parameters, and we were discussing how many friends he had, and he advised me that he had 170 friends on Facebook, but he didn't have any actual friends. And I, apart from the sheer sadness of that, it also struck me that he really wasn't aware that 170 friends on Facebook was not equivalent to 170 real-life friends or even one real-life friend. And also his parent that was with him at the time wasn't aware of that either and seemed quite happy that he had 170 friends on Facebook.
Sorry, I was just going to say, so did they believe that they were real friends, so to speak? And is that a common phenomenon in your opinion?
Well, I think, you know, a lot of people can substitute DMs and likes for actual real-time face-to-face interactions these days, and we're more inclined to stay at home. I suppose the COVID pandemic put a lot of us isolated us externally, where we just didn't see people anyway. But it's quite easy to stay at home, and then it becomes a vicious circle where you start to self-isolate, and then that can lead to depression and loneliness, and then that leads to more social isolation, and it can be a very hard cycle to break. And certainly it's becoming increasingly common in people that I'm seeing in the mental health clinics.
What are people presenting with, Emer?
So anxiety, low mood, depression, self-harm, all the ranges of mental illness, really. And, of course, we've seen a huge increase in substance misuse as well, particularly with cannabis use on the rise in younger people and the consequences and fallouts of this also.
Okay. And is it concerning for you? I mean, is a spike alarming?
I suppose it is, but what's important to note is that, you know, people don't see... I think it's important just to raise awareness of the fact that social isolation and prolonged social media use isn't good for your mental health. And it's better to get out there and have real-time face-to-face interactions with people than staying at home. And people mightn't even realise that it is a problem, like that boy and his father. So just knowing about it and making more of an effort to get up and get out into society. And I think as well, post-COVID, some people have found it hard to reintegrate into society and have found it easier to stay at home. So it's about making that effort to get out.
It's difficult. When you say making that effort, and we'll move on to substance abuse in just a second, but when you say making that effort to get out, it sounds simple in a way, because everyone, very many of us go into work and we have a circle of sometimes acquaintances or friends there or school or college or whatever. But it does take an effort to make real friends in real life, doesn't it?
It does, and it can be so hard, particularly when you're older, so if you've moved to a place and you didn't grow up there and you don't know people. But I think that there are loads of options for people now in terms of even GA, getting back into sports, getting back into community groups or whatever is available. And this is kind of a nice, non-awkward way of meeting people. You're just sharing an interest, and then, you know, it can help to grow your social network from there, and that can help.
Why did you feel the need, Emer, to point out the dangers of substance abuse as well, and that can make things worse, you say?
Yes, absolutely. I suppose I've been struck, particularly in the younger people presenting to the clinics, by the lack of awareness of the risks particularly associated with cannabis. So I think we're getting much better at being aware of the risk associated with alcohol and cocaine and other drugs, but cannabis seems to have sneaked in there. And I suppose people aren't aware that the concentrations of THC, which is the psychoactive substance in cannabis, that the concentrations of this are far higher than they were 20 years ago. So we've seen a rise from around 2% maybe 20 years ago to the average percentage is now about 16% in Ireland, and we've seen rates as high as 25 to 35% in Europe and America. And this higher amount of THC leads to more mental illness, in particular psychosis. And this is more, it's more of an issue for younger people. So the younger you are when you smoke it, the more chance you have of becoming psychotic, and the more chance you have of developing a psychotic illness later in life. And it's just, it's surprising how many people just aren't aware of this. Many people coming in just don't even view cannabis as a drug. I'd ask if they take any illegal substances, and they would say, oh no, I just smoke cannabis at night to help me to go to sleep. And it's really hard to change people's minds, and really hard to make them see the dangers. And I think as well, because parents aren't aware either, because cannabis is kind of sneaked in there as almost medicinal. There's a lot of confusion about whether or not it's good for you. I even had one man come into me with a load of information from the internet about why cannabis is good for his cardiac problem, and I was nearly convinced. So I can see how difficult it is for people to try to navigate all of these complicated messages
people
that are
say,
coming.
Actually, it's the reverse. People say, look, it's only a bit of cannabis, and it actually relaxes me. That's what they say. It's going the opposite to what you're advising.
Yeah. So I suppose in the short term, it does have that effect. You know, it can have, that's why people like it. It makes you feel relaxed or giddy. And you know, sometimes people say they take it to help them sleep. But unfortunately, with longer term use, it has much more serious side effects.
And what about booze or cocaine then as well?
Yes, well, I think cocaine, we're seeing that it's absolutely everywhere, with people presenting of all ages and from all ends of society. People are presenting with regular cocaine use. It's becoming a much bigger problem than it had been in previous years. And again, alcohol is constantly a huge issue for people, particularly in younger people. We're seeing a rise in alcohol use disorders in younger people presenting, and that's worrying because obviously that leads to more alcohol use, higher risk of alcohol use disorders further down the line.
Can I ask you then finally and briefly, all of these things together, the substance abuse, be it cannabis or cocaine or alcohol or treating social media as your friend network or whatever, is that down to an insecurity or a nervousness that's growing in society or because of an inability to socialise? I mean, is that a simplistic overview?
Well, I think probably it's a culmination of things, really. You know, we had COVID, which threw us all into imposed isolation, and then we saw an increase in substance use disorders, and now COVID has been relaxed, but, you know, people aren't as inclined to re-engage in society. And also there's an increase in at-home working, you know, so people are more isolated than they were previously, but they mightn't just recognise that. So I think there are lots of factors that need to be taken into consideration, but absolutely it's... it's certainly an issue for society that needs to be, that people need to be aware of and they need to address. And just to say, I suppose, that if people are concerned about cannabis or any other substances, there's a very good and up-to-date information available on the irishpsychiatry.ie website, which is the College of Psychiatrists' website, and that's a place where you can get accurate and up-to-date information.
And all the information there. Okay, Dr. Emma McGuire, a timely warning, consultant psychiatrist, thank you very much indeed. Please engage with us on this. Give us your experience to 51551.